It's time for Struds On Barbecues.
We're talking about white buns, small wieners.
Hooking.
Yeah, just put your stick right in the back of my pants.
Black licorice.
Will you give me some black licorice? I'm all over that. Oh, like Miss Pac-Man pounding it.
It's time for Struds On.
Hey! Evander Kane. So, you know, this weekend the news came out about Evander Kane that is, you know, his wife, or maybe soon to be ex-wife, you know, she went up on social media and kind of posted some comments about him and the way he's kind of, you know, according to her, he's living his life, and, you know, it sounds like he's going to maybe Europe and not, you know, she doesn't feel he's given enough money to them or giving them money, whatever the case is. And then, you know, she, you know, insinuates that he was betting on games and even games he was playing with. So it's a real mess. Now, I'm not going to get into the he said, she said. I mean, there's always two sides to every story and whatever. That's their issue to figure out. And Evander Kane came back and he talked about, you know, he talked about his you know, in his thing, he said it's not true and this and that. He's never done it. He was going to be completely open and honest with all the investigation the NHL has to have, because you can't, you know, if any insinuation that an athlete is betting on their sport or their own games is a significant one. Like, it's a really big deal. So, you know, and I kind of took the weekend to think about it when I heard about it and how I'd feel as a teammate. If, in fact, I found out that one of my teammates was indeed, like, for sure, like, concretely proven that he was betting on our games. And, you know, my initial reaction, I think, is the one that I would stay with, and I think that's the right answer, is that, like, we couldn't be teammates anymore. Like, there's just no room, because you lose that trust. You know, you look back on some of the years he had, and it, you know, it's hard to tell that he really did. But if it was proven, you know, just that said, yes, he did. We have the receipts here. We have the whatever. We have a person. It doesn't have to be Evander Kane, anybody. We have a person that did, you know, here's the bet stubs or whatever, the emails from the bookies, whatever it is. I whatever proof it is, I couldn't be his team anymore. It would just be done. I'd be done. And I'd say this for anyone, the goalie, a center, a winger, a defensive, I don't care what it is. I'd be like, we're done. Because I think trust is a huge part in the sport. Now, again, I don't know if Evander Kane's done it. It's a situation between a couple, and obviously it's not very rosy right now in their relationship for whatever reason. And they're not the only people. That happens all around the world, every day, every minute. But I think for the NHL, they're as a teammate, I'd want to know. I want to know, and don't tell me, well, it's inconclusive or this or that. I'd want to know if he did or didn't. And I think that the players in that dressing room deserve it. I get it. The bettors want to know. I get all that stuff. But the players in that dressing room, more than the coach, more than the GM, more than the owner, the players deserve to know, because if that's the case, you can't trust that player anymore. And quite frankly, I don't know how anyone else could trust him if it was like that. So pretty big deal here between the league and Evander Kane with this situation. I hope that they're able to sort it out, and they need to have, like, I want it. If I'm on the team, I want to know the results. Don't tell me it's inconclusive. I want to know what it is for sure and move forward one way or the other, knowing yes or no, he did or did not bet on said games.